Well, she definitely misappropriated herself. And, you know, it's just kind of symptomatic of the erasing of black people in America. She actually put on brown face and texturized her hair.
And orange is the new black.
Orange is the new black. And pretended to be a black woman, teaching Africana studies, and then becoming the president of one of our oldest civil rights institutions. So it's very telling, and it's not, it's symptomatic of things that are going on across the culture, where black people's culture is being taken. Everything about the essence of black people, the way we talk, the way we walk down the street, the way we smoke a cigarette, the way we make love, the things that we say in the most intimate settings, is all being jacked. Oh, she's the epitome of a culture vulture. And what she saw that she couldn't do in the white world, which is to rise of some position of authority, of prominence, of respect. She said, if I can't make it in the white world, I can mac this white, I'll ride this white game, this black game out till I can ride those wheels off. And she did it. She was very effective, very cunning, very crafty. And I think she's from like Iowa or North Dakota, from some, but has game for days. So.